Good morning. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and we're welcoming you to our fourth Sunday service. In the background, you will hear Daryl Coley singing, "He's Preparing Me." Have mercy. And now it's my distinct pleasure to allow you to hear the words of Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
Good morning.
Pastor, your line
is
open.
Good morning, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We'd like to welcome you aboard once again to our fourth Sunday service, which will air again on the fourth Wednesday of each month. And I have some faithful listeners out there, and you are missing a treat when you don't tune in to Blog Talk Radio at 10 a.m. on Thursday mornings. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. We are there to pray for you and answer your prayer requests and however the way the Lord God leadeth us. So please, those of you that are home on Thursday mornings, and I know it's time for Let's Make a Deal or whatever program that you watch, but just tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Dial into the station that you have the number. You listen on Wednesday, so how about joining us on Thursday morning? I know that there are other radio stations, Tom Joyner and Steve Harvey and all of them, but get on board with Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Bishop Dr. Gregory M. Scott. We are here for you. You can touch us. You can't touch them. Oh, bless his name. Glory to his name. It is my pleasure to be with you all every fourth Sunday, every fourth Wednesday, and every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. And we are changing the time from Wednesday at 8:30, we're moving to 8 o'clock. I know some of you like to watch the haves and have-nots, but you know what? Without God, you have not. With God, you have everything. So get on board with the people that's on their way, moving from a place to a purpose in their lives. May you be blessed, for this is the day that the Lord, he has made. Come on, how about it? Try it. Rejoice sometimes and be glad in it. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop finding fault with the world. And just praise his holy name. You'll find out that things do go better with gold. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah!
Yes, God is. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries special Thursday morning service. We call it the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. So today we're listening to James Cleveland and God is. Today is God's day. Let us truly rejoice. Have mercy on Pastor Bitterman. Is on the line and she'll be with us in a few. Yes, God is. Yes, God is. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries special Thursday morning service. We call it the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. So today we're listening to James Cleveland and God is. Today is God's day. Let us truly rejoice. Have mercy on Pastor Bitterman. Is on the line and she'll be with us in a few. Yes, God is.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody take your voice. If you know anything good, say it.
Running, it's playing, it sounds good. The startup audio, the music in the beginning was really, really low. So I think that's the hardest problem. Because this is coming
the truth.
He's awesome. Come on. My God.
Okay, hang on a sec. Don't go anywhere. Let me check with my pastor.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Brought you from
awesome.
Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say
he's awesome. God is awesome. My God is awesome.
He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome. Somebody,
he's mighty.
If you know he's been good, you say he's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy.
Yes, God is awesome and he's mighty. Yes, indeed. So I welcome you once again to Glory United Ministries and the line of Pastor Patricia Benjamin is open. It's my pleasure to welcome you, Pastor, and to thank you for being with us today. Pastor Benjamin, your line is open.
Yes, good morning. Thank God for another day, for another time. Another life, health, and strength, for we know that in God we live, we move, and we have our being. We also know that life comes from God because it was him who breathed into our nostrils and we became life. we're just so grateful for his love and his kindness and his mercies towards us. For it's very cold here today, but we thank God for yet being in the land of the living, no matter what and where you live. It could be 79 degrees where you are, but it's only in the 20s where I am right now, but I'm not cold. No, I don't have on a bikini and a short-sleeved shirt. I have on a long sleeve. In fact, I have on two shirts so that I'm not cold. I've got on warm socks. So, but I thank God for being God. I heard Dr. Scott said a God day today, and he opened up with God is our protection. And truly, God is our protection, because in the area where I live, about 5 miles or so maybe from me, there was an explosion yesterday and in this home, and the people had to be airlifted to a burn unit to one of the hospitals that specialize in that. And even in that, God was their protection. Their lives were spared. They may be suffering from third-degree burns, but right now they're still in the land of the living. God is our protection. And to the house that was around that area, they were not harmed. God is truly our protection. Even though things happen and say, well, God, that since God knows everything, and he knew that it was going, that whatever exploded, probably gas, exploded, then why didn't he prevent it? Because he's God, and he can do what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. But he did give a miracle through it all, because the next door neighbors were protected. You and I are protected night and day, because the enemy would choose to destroy us all, but God's protection is with us all the time. And I'm just so grateful. And should death occur, God is still protecting us. He takes care of his children. And I'm just so grateful today to Dr. Scott choosing that it be a God day, that it be a God moment. God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. For it was nothing here. For there was absolutely nothing but God, the Creator. He created the heaven and the earth. And since he chose it to be a God day, let me just see. This is a little early for me to be on. I don't usually get on until about 10:30, so I don't know what the rush is today, but however, we will get there. In the beginning, and this is Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said, God spoke. That's what he used. He used his voice, his mouth. He spoke things into existence. extent. God did that by just opening up his mouth and speaking whatever it is or was that he wanted to be here on this earth that he created. He just spoke the word. That's why it's important that when you pray to God, that God will speak a word on your behalf. You pray and you ask God for this or you ask him for that. When he speaks the word on your behalf, it comes forward. This is what the word says here in that third verse. It said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. That's why light and darkness cannot be in the same place at the same time, because God divided it. We as children of God, we cannot walk in the light and in darkness at the same time. You are either going to be in the light or you're going to be in the darkness. But you cannot combine the two of them. It is not a cake where you can combine the sugar, the butter, then the eggs, then the milk, then the flour. This is not a cake. This is God's creation here. You cannot say that I have the light within me and yet be in darkness with your actions, with your ways, and with your thoughts, and how you do things, and what you say out of your mouth. Some things you come out of your mouth with lets me know that you're not in the light, that you're in darkness. Come out of darkness and come on back into the light of God, where there is life in the light. Death is in the darkness, but the light brings forth life. God said it was good. When he saw the light, ah, God, I thank you. I feel your presence. When he saw the light, God said that it was good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So this isn't something that man came up with, night and day. This is all God's creation. When you got here, night and day was already here. Why? Because God created it before you came. The water, and we have people that will pay big money to build a house on the lake, on the ocean. Look out of their window and see the river streaming down. But they had nothing to do with that. God created all of that. And yes, he did create it for us to enjoy. I remember when I was a young woman that I walked into a $4 million house. And I just could not believe that you could put that much money into a house. It had four walls just like my place that didn't cost as much. But a storm came and destroyed that $4 million house sitting on the Atlantic Ocean area. And my little house in town yet still stands. But God created these things for his enjoyment and ours, because God looked out at his creation and he said that it was good. Let's move on. somebody said, well, why is she talking about this today? Because we need to know who our source is, and we need to know from whence we came, and we need to get a respect for God that we are not, but God is. And because he is, we can be. But he is still in control. Amen? Amen. Okay. Verse number 6. And God said, again, God is speaking. He's getting ready to create something else. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Oh, bless God. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Praise him. And God said, here we are again with God creating, hey, something else. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. God loves what he created, and he called it good. He was pleased with what he spoke into existence, came forth, and it was so. That's what the word said. It was so. Whatever he spoke, it was so. And whatever God speaks today, it is so. There's no changes, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It is so. Believe that. When God speaks a thing concerning you, it is so. Yes, it will take a little time sometimes to get to you, but he spoke it, so therefore it is so. Let me hear you say, it is so. Oh, I feel, I feel good right now. I feel because I'm not just ministering the word of God to you, but I'm ministering to my own self, because there are some things that I know that God has spoken, and it seems like it's not going to take place, but God spoke it, and it is so. Ah, Dr. Scott liked to say, end of story. You don't have to chase it down. You don't have to try to make it happen. Or if he said something else was going to happen, you don't have to try to prevent it from happening. If God spoke it, it is so. Amen. That's it. If God spoke it. Because as we see here, everything that God spoke, God said, let there be. God said, let there be. God said, let there be. And he said it was good. And it was so. It did happen. And it will happen. Let's read the book. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, And God saw that it was good. And God said, here he is, he's speaking again. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Now he called the trees his. Way we were taught, his is a male and hers is a female. So the trees were called after his kind, brought forth fruit. So therefore, apple tree, even though it's a tree, cannot bring forth bananas. The banana has to bring forth the fruit after his kind. The apple has to bring forth the fruit after his kind. The orange has to bring forth the fruit after his kind. And when God saw what he did, and he puts the seeds within them. I like seedless grapes, but we do need seeds to produce more grapes. But I don't want the seeds. Oh, bless his name. Mm-hmm. I like this reading here today. God saw that it was good. I tell you, God is just so laid back in how he does things. Look here, it says, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And I like to say, sometimes when I'm speaking, I like to say, and it is so. And this is saying, and it was so. This is rich. The word of God is just rich by itself. God, remember the theme today is God is. And because God is, we are. And because God is, we are able to do the things that we do. Because God allowed these things to be. Oh, bless the Lord. Okay, let's read. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Oh, bless his name. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, he's speaking again, he's making something else. Ooh, I love it. He's making something else. He just didn't stop there. He's creating something else that was not here. He's loved his creation so much, so he just kept right on saying, I'm a cook, and I, not by trade, it's a gift. It ran through my loins, my genes from my grandmother, and she, the woman should have been a millionaire with the way she could cook and bake, but you just, as a cook, you start out, let's say we're making a stew, and for a stew and a soup, you add your meat, and okay, you start out with your base, your meat, and then you have your broth, and then you'll have, let's say you like carrots, and I do, I'll add carrots and celery. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to make a soup or a stew without my onions. Got to have those, and a little salt, and a little pepper, and a little garlic, and sometimes it depends on a little bay leaf, a little basil, or basil, however way you want to say it. It's just, you know, you add spaghetti. I got my oregano, and whatever I need, a dash of sugar, just a pinch, to bring out the flavor. God kept adding to his creation to make it all network. Oh, my God, let's read the book. I'm getting excited. I'm just going to learn one day how to read God's word and not get excited about his word. But it's the seed that he has on the inside of me that when I read the word, I connect to the seed and I can bring forth the fruit that's on the inside of me. Oh, God, I tell you, hey, woo, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I feel Jesus breaking out in me. My tree is bearing its fruit, and I'm not mistaken for an apple tree when I have oranges. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. You, as a child of God, should be able to be identified by the light that's within you from Christ that shines through you, that men and women, even children, can look at you and say that the light is on. I see Jesus on the inside. I go in the store and I have children just stare at me. Am I ugly? No. Am I the prettiest woman in the world? No. But you see, when they're looking at me, I look at them. I just stare right back at them. Because you see, I'm discerning what's in them. And they're looking at me, trying to figure out what is it about this person that I feel connected to. But I tell them to live on, they'll experience it. Mm-hmm. Just like some of you. Let's read the gospel. Let me just go back and say this again. And the evening and the morning, that's verse 13, was the third day. And God said, here he is, he's speaking again, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be the signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God is talking to his creation. He's telling it what to do. He's giving instructions. He made it and then he instructed it. Now I want you to do this. You are a light, so therefore you have a job to do as a light. Now, the light was not doing what the water was doing. The light was doing what God instructed it to do. And that's what God needs us to do. We need to do what God has instructed us to do. He told us to love one another. He also said, I am a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other God before me. Love me. But we don't want to follow instruction. But the light obeyed. The light did just what he told it to do. The light did not say, I am the grass, so I will lay down. The light did just what God commanded it to do. And it says, verse 15, let's go back. And let them be for lights in the firmament, which he established what the firmament was the heavens, okay? Because you can read it in your spare time and just take your time and do one verse at a time so you don't miss anything. Of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. And the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Oh, bless his name. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Mm-hmm. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, here he is with his creation. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that had life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the water brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. There was no defect in what he called forward. He did not call for a whale and a camel showed up. Mm-mm. God don't shoot no blanks, if I can just say it ghetto. God don't shoot no blanks. He did not call for an elephant and the whale came forward. Oh, no, no, no. No, not God. Everything he put in order is in order. And then he said, that's good. Oh, I'm almost done, Dr. Scott. Ah, thank you, Jesus. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. Cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, he's at it again, y'all. And God said, let us make man. Uh-oh. Somebody better tell God thank you. Here you come. Look at your neighbor and say, here I come. Oh, bless his name. But you see how good God was back then, and see how good God yet is, that he would put everything here that you need before you got here. So you know what? Hey, you ain't doing nothing. So you might butcher up the cow, but you didn't make the cow. Uh-huh. You might catch the fish and put it in the market to sell, but you did not make the fish. God made the fish. I remember the woman, what is her name, back in the day. I'm trying to, my mind is trying to say Shirley Caesar, but it's not Shirley Caesar. It is Mahalia Jackson. She said, who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers that flows to the sea? Who sends the rain when the earth is dry? She said, somebody bigger than you and I. Who lights the way when the road is dark, and who keeps me company? The Lord will guide you. He'll walk beside you just like he walked with me. Somebody bigger than you and I. Ah, who made the mountains? He. Who made the tree? Well, if you don't know by now, you need to sit down and read the book. God orchestrated this earth. God orchestrated this world. God orchestrated the universe. God made it. How did he make it? He said, let there be. He spoke it, and it was so. And he said that it was good. So it has nothing to do with you. You are living on an earth that you had nothing to do with. Matter of fact, I would say you're living rent-free. Because some of you have not paid your dues. You did not give God his due benevolence. You have not reverenced God. You have not recognized God for who he is. So therefore, I call you a thief. You're stealing God's air and won't even say, God, I thank you for the air that I breathe. You're eating God's food, and you won't even bless his name. Oh, who do you think you are? It ain't about you. It's about God. Come on, let's read the book, because I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the praise. I feel like giving God, the glory for the things that he's done. Hey, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you for just speaking the word. The doctor says no, and God says yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Woo, my cup runneth over. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a living testimony. I should have been dead and gone, but the devil said, but God said not so. Suffered a heart attack all alone. And I had God on one side, and the enemy, the devil, was on the other side. And I laid on the sink. I put my arm up on the sink, and I laid my head, and I said, God, you got to help me. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why am I feeling like this? Sweat was rolling off me. Sweat was dropping from my hair as if it was raindrops falling. I said, God, what's wrong with me? Help me, Lord, please. And at that time, when I quieted myself, so that I could hear God speak to me, His Son, Jesus Christ. He said, I and my Father are one. This is still a God day, y'all. And there was a little trash can there in the bathroom where I sat on the commode. I pulled the seat down and sat down. God said, pick up the trash can and bring it to your face. Put your face in the trash can and breathe. And I began to breathe and I started feeling better. I started feeling better. I did not know that I was having a heart attack until I was on my way to the hospital. And my left arm began to ache. And I said, oh, God, now I recognize the symptoms. I believe I had a heart attack. But you see, I needed the oxygen. That's why God told me to breathe into the can, the little trash paper, you know, thing that it's in the bathroom that you throw the tissues in. Oh, God. When I got to the hospital, they said, you had a heart attack, Miss Benjamin. I said, mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, I said, call Renee. Call Elder Blackshear. And call my brother Michael. Tell him what's going on. And by the time he came back into the ER where I was, the blood was coming out of my mouth. And I hit the buzzer for the nurse. And I said, nurse, my mouth is bleeding. I know I didn't bite my tongue. And she said, the nurse, see, God will put saved folk in your presence. The nurse was saved, and she said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Your blood clot just passed. Hallelujah, anyhow. But you see, the devil was trying to take me out. But God said, not so. She shall live and not die. God is. Oh, I love this. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for choosing the topic today that God used you to choose the topic for today. Thank you, God, for setting the stage, for setting the pace, for speaking, and it is so. Oh, my God, I love the word. Let's read the book. I get excited. I've lost my place. Just give me a moment here, and I'll find the place. I tell you, it's all right. And God made everything. God saw that it was good. Verse number 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, he's not talking to the grass, the trees. He's not talking to the whales, nor the fish. He's not talking to the cattle. He's not talking to the fowls of the air. No. He's talking to his Son, Jesus Christ, who had not yet came to the earth in the flesh. Jesus was with God in the spirit right from the very beginning. I know some people don't like Jesus. I know there are some people that don't like God. But you cannot have God and don't have Jesus. And you can't have Jesus and don't have God. Because Jesus established that when he came to earth. He said, I and my Father are one. I am here to work the work of him who sent me while it is day. I got to get this work done. I came down to be remission for the sin that you had nothing to do with. That you can die and go to hell for. But because I've come, that you might have life and have it more abundantly, but you've got to believe on me. Jesus said that. But God said, come on here. God said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. That's me, y'all. Created he them. And God blessed them. And God said, he's speaking again, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, he's talking again. Y'all better take notes on this. And God said, God said, behold, I have given you. He's talking to the man now and me, you know, because he said I was included, male and female. Okay, bless his name. And God said, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Look out. It was not just good. It has gone from good to very good. Very good. And the evening, and the morning, thank you, Jesus, were the sixth day. Oh, my God. I have read in your hearing from the very first book of the Bible, which is called Genesis, and I have read from the first verse of the first chapter of the book of Genesis to the 31st verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. May you be mindful that God said, and when God spoke, it happened. It came forward. It came to pass. So just know that on today, the things that God has spoken concerning your life, some things you have not even heard yet that he has spoken, but he spoke it, and he's going to bring it into your knowledge, and he's going to bring it to pass. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. This is a God Thursday. Let it go down in history. February the 12th, the day that Abraham Lincoln was born, this God said, let there be. I don't care if they send you a letter saying your house is in foreclosure, but God said you will not lose your house. Oh, you might go to hell and back, so to speak. You might have to contact this person. You might have to talk to President so-and-so at the bank, and you may have to contact your lawyer. You may have to go and borrow some more money, but because God said that you would not lose your house, ain't no devil in hell can turn it different, because everything that God said, it produces what he said it will do. May you be blessed in the Lord and in the power of his mind. I tell you, I feel good. You hear me? I feel like getting my dance on right now. Because not only did I minister to you, but I ministered to my own self. And I know God said it. I don't really have to believe it, but it would please God if when he speaks something that I would believe it, that knows that I'm really trusting him and letting him know that my faith looks up to thee, thy Lamb of Calvary, Savior, Divine. It lets God know. It let God know that, okay, God, you said it. I'm trusting you. I believe you, but you know what? Belief is for me. That has nothing to do with God. God don't have to believe. He is God. But when God speak a thing, know for sure whether you believe it, whether you accept it, it doesn't make any difference. Sometimes we try to dissect what God say and make it be the way we thought it should have been, or maybe God meant it like this, and maybe God didn't mean it that way, so maybe it should go like this, and it should go like, honey, listen, when God called for the light came forward. When God called for a whale came forward. You know the scripture that said that God loved us so much that if you would ask God for a fish, he would not give you a serpent, a snake. God know the difference between a fish and a snake. If you ask God for bread, he said that I will not give you stone. He know the difference between bread and stone. So just accept what God said as God know what he is doing. Somebody said he's working it out for my good. So, I go back to say to my listeners, God said, that preaches by itself. This is my God said sermon. I haven't preached this in a long time. And yet he's changed. If I was to go back to get my notes, it don't even compare to what he spoke differently on today. That was for then, and this is for now. God said, and when God speaks it, you don't have to believe it, because he even sanctioned it by saying it was good, and it was so. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the church say, amen. God bless you. Until next Thursday this time, may the Lord God smile upon you. That is my prayer. Amen.
Can I introduce somebody to y'all?
Chairman F.C. Barnes. Bet you can't do that again. Y'all didn't hear me. I said Reverend F.C. Barnes. Rev, wait a minute. We ain't gonna be in no hurry. Why? Cause we old fashioned. We gonna take y'all back old school. Can we do it? Now the Bible says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely, somebody say absolutely, will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't change.
All right.
I tell you that God is God and he won't. Say about it tonight.
God is God and he don't
and he won't change.
Do you believe that? I know he is.
Yes, God is God and he won't change. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that inspiring message. And once again, you're listening to WGUL, Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Scott thanking you for being with us once again.
Now, if there's anybody that's ever been in trouble tonight, you would be able to say, God is a lawyer and he won't. Graham, you don't know nothing about that. You know something about that too.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know he
won't.
Been a little sick, but tell me what God heals to you.